of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us continue these services. I shall read the Word of God from the second epistle of Peter, from the end of the first chapter, from verses 16 to 21. The words are heard in Jesus' name. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we have made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but they were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he receiveth from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. This was the apostle. This was from the letter of the apostle Peter. He wrote this letter to those who had received the gift of faith. The first chapter in the second letter, Peter says that Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Peter explains the reason why he wrote these letters. In the beginning of the third chapter, says in this way, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance." That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. I read from the New Translation. Now, Peter here defends his own teaching, the writings of the apostles, the preaching of God's word in a different way, when he says, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we have made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Why did Peter have to speak in this way, that we have not spoke fables in a New Translation? It says, New Translation explains it in a little different way. This is the writings of Apostle Peter. There was a reason why Apostle Peter seeing it necessary. There were many that doubted. There were many that did not believe. There were many that perhaps thought, kept these speeches in their mind as fables, long tales. This matter is not any different from our time, nor during any time of the world. For many have always looked down upon the kingdom and the word, and look at the word of God as a tall tale or a story, that even the Bible may be the whole Bible is a book of tales. But we think in a different way. This part that we read here is under a heading that the word must be trusted. When we think of God's word, be it written or spoken, that which we hear preached, that God's children in their own weaknesses, but nevertheless, but through the Spirit of God, but also at services, even here, like here in Puraseri, this Saturday morning. Cunning fables. Peter here says, we have not followed. We know many different messages have taken off of God's children, happenings of God's children. From the two messages left from the empty grave, there were two messages. One was right. The one that is right, that the Christ was resurrected from the grave. And in this way, he paid for all of our sins. We have always preached. The Old Testament prophesied of this. And we wish to believe. But there was another message. There was another message that left. It was of the soldiers. The soldiers who protected the grave of Jesus. They guarded for that reason, that the high priest had knowledge of the prophecies, that it was prophesied that the Lord Jesus would arise on the third day. And for this reason, these guards were set at the grave so that the apostles could not steal the body and then proclaim that Jesus has arisen. Matthew explains this happening in this way, that on Easter morning an angel came from heaven, knocked out these soldiers, Jesus arose. And the apostles and their wives heard that message that Jesus has arisen. But when these soldiers were awakened, they noticed that the grave was empty. They went to the high priest and to the people and they said that this has happened, that the grave is empty. An angel came from heaven. The instruction to these soldiers was, explain that our guards, when they were sleeping, the apostles came and stole the body. They were paid for this message. And this message was, and this message went forward. There are two messages. One, the gospel from God, which was tried to change into a fable. The same happened. We remember in the Old Testament, in the beginning, there the God's word was set to be doubted when God said, eat the fruit of any tree except the tree that is in the middle of paradise. The enemy of soul in the form of a serpent asked that, did God say this? It arose doubts to Adam and Eve and continued, it is not so, but on the day that you eat of this fruit, that you eat of the fruit of the middle of the tree in paradise, you will know the difference between right and wrong. There the enemy of soul questioned God's word. And when the people, Adam and Eve, listened to the word of the enemy, they fell into sin. And we needed a new Adam would come and fix the mistakes of the old, fix the mistakes that the old Adam did. And for that reason, we needed Christ and Easter. For Christ has paid for our sins, won over the enemy of soul and death, and arised into heaven and sits on the right hand of God, from where he shall judge the quick and the dead. We may think and hear today, we can hear a lot that God surely say in this way, but do we wish as God's children that God's word is to be trusted? Now Peter says in this way, we have seen his great majesty, majesty. Now Peter were eyewitnesses. To what power Jesus had. What happened during that time when the apostles, disciples, walked along with Jesus? They were taught by the greatest teacher in God's kingdom. They seen many great miracles. The dead were awakened, sick were healed, and think before all, the sinful received their sins forgiven. These were great marvels. It is referenced here to Sermon of the Mount, the first three verses. When Peter here says, speaks of his own experiences and being an eyewitness. He heard from heaven such a voice from God. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Jesus had went up the mountain to pray. Peter, Jacob, and a third one, if I remember right, were there with Jesus. It happened on that mountain. That your disciples seen all of a sudden. There were two men, seen two men, Moses and Elias, as they spoke with Jesus. And the disciples were able to witness from heaven and heard God's word. And this they wished to tell everybody. And we can also believe upon this word, for this is God's word. And then there was another marvel that happened. When Jesus was at the River Jordan, and John the Baptist baptized Jesus. And after this, and they left and heard that the Holy Spirit fell upon Jesus as a dove. And we heard this voice, a voice from heaven. This is my dear Son. Listen to him. Hear him. The disciples were also testifying or witnessing how Jesus, after his resurrection, came upon them and ate with them and taught them, strengthened them in faith. And they also see when he stepped into heaven and the things that happened around it. These are all issues that the New Testament explains. For the writers of the New Testament seen these happenings, and they were witnesses, and we see this as being the truth. From these matters, we can hear the voice of the New Testament. When Peter wrote this epistle, there was not the New Testament as a book. There were these letters. The living word of God was preached. Then Peter says in this way, we also have a more sure word of prophecy. He starts to look upon the Old Testament, to the writings of the prophets, to those writings which were read at services during the time of Jesus, writings that Jesus also read and knew, and also Paul knew these writings, and the rest of the disciples learned this Bible of the Old Testament that was written at that time. They were the writings of the prophets, a strong prophetical word of prophecy. when we look at the Old Testament, we can understand that it is directed towards the prophecy of Jesus Christ as a Savior, Messiah, and His birth. And from there, the prophets know how to write what has happened, even at the time of Easter and at Christmas, the birth of Christ, hundreds of years before these happenings happened. The prophets seen and wrote what is to happen. We can say perhaps the red thread of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ, who will take away the sins of the whole world, who will come to this earth, to this world, so that He can bring salvation, that those who believe upon this can enter heaven, that He will correct that mistake that happened between the two people in paradise after the fall of sin. And disobedience towards God. Peter writes that we also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until day dawn. A light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn. In question is the written word of God. Today, the written word of God is put together in the Bible, the Old and New Testament. Peter's thoughts here were that it is necessary and right that we would read God's Word, that we would study these writings, which is written according to God's Word, and that we would also listen to the living Word of God that is heard through God's kingdom, affected by the Holy Spirit. It is important that reading the Word of God, and even at these services, we have seen often the meaning of the Bible, how it is. It is above all teaching our state church, the confession that is the confession that is in our church. We have this foundation of these basics that we hold fast, that the Word is to be believed. God's Word is to be believed. Upon this foundation, we should look at the teachings that is taught. Here it speaks how that says, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. In the book of Revelation, it is said that this star is the Lord Jesus Christ. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the heart of a person, in its greatness. And for this reason, it is important and precious. For this reason, that it teaches a person to search for God's kingdom. It teaches those who are in God's kingdom to travel, to endeavor in faith on a narrow road. But this word of God may be troubling when we read forward. Peter writes in this way, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in an old time by the will of God, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. God's Word, when we think as people, and our understanding, the Bible is not open by our carnal knowledge, our own wisdom. And this is the reason there are so many different faiths, religions. We can also say this is the reason why there are so many different interpretations. A person would wish to interpret this in their own way. But Peter says in this way, for that prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but the holy man of God. This is a remarkable matter. This brings forth, the work and the effects of the Holy Spirit. We understand that God opens His Word only through His Holy Spirit. There, where the Holy Spirit affects, we know that the Holy Spirit works everywhere. But when we speak of God's Word, do we not believe in this way? That the God's Word is open in that group of people where God has given the Holy Spirit. Is it not in this way that those who believe have the Holy Spirit? Gospel of John, in the beginning it says that those who accepted Jesus, God gave power to become as children. God's children have the spirit of a child, as we heard earlier. The services that were held at Cornelius, in the home of Cornelius, Peter preached. He spoke of God's kingdom. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we heard. That people listened to the sermon of Peter and believed, and they received the gift of faith. And it also happened that Peter and those who were present, they understood that these Gentiles could receive the Holy Spirit through faith. And in this way, the Holy Spirit flowed upon those who were in the home of Cornelius. This has always happened to children of God have the Holy Spirit in their hearts, and this enlightens God's word. So that the Bible is able to be explained through the Holy Spirit. Do we not, even today at these services, we can unite with these writings of Peter's, these writings of Peter. We can see how we have in this Bible such a teaching that is written by the prophets and the apostles, and we wish to believe in this, even at this morning moment, brothers and sisters. God's word can be believed, and we can believe that the gospel gives that which is promised. For this reason, brother and sister, you can remain believing, all your sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and atonement blood. Brothers and sisters, you can believe all your sins forgiven. You can believe on the peace, joy, and freedom. This gospel, the forgiveness of sins, is also for all those who wish for righteousness, joy, and freedom of the kingdom. Those whom are searching for the love of Christ and wish to have peace in their hearts, you can also believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood, and go and follow the Lord Jesus according to God's word. For the Bible says Christ is in the midst of his own. In this way, we can remain under the word of God. Amen.